It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the longest day of the day. It's going to be a long day.
It is going to be a long day. So for those of you just waking up, thinking about all the stuff you got to do today, stop it.
Stop it.
One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. I got my first thing done.
You did.
Took Dawn to the airport.
Yep.
She had to be there at 5:30.
Gosh.
So woke up early.
It's an early flight.
Yeah, she had an early flight. She said bye to Panda. And Panda, I think Panda was like, what are you doing? Hey, what are all those luggage for? Because
packed for like a month.
I'm putting human emotions into an animal, but right. In my mind, Panda was saying, Panda was like, oh no, not all these bags again. Are we about to have to go get in a U-Haul?
Oh, man.
That's what I imagined she was thinking. And I was like, no, Kat, no.
It's okay.
No. So, took Dawn to the airport and dropped her off.
That was one.
Oh, yeah. Here's a little difference. If you live back east where it's humid and out west where it's dry.
Yeah.
Back east, anytime our windshield would frost over, what we would do was we would get water and just pour it over the windshield. And then the windshield wipers combined with the heater, it's gone.
Right.
Not so much here. Where when you pour the water, it just goes... So, I drove like this for a little bit.
No.
But we made it. And then finally, once I got on the highway, then the heater was like, yeah, I'm going 70 miles an hour. So that was funny. So I was like, I guess it's different. I was so frustrated. I was like, I'm an idiot, Dawn.
What sucks is when that house was put together, our house, we have a three-car garage. But the third one doesn't have like a clicker thing.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But it's like wired for it.
Did you hear me open it?
No, I was just thinking because then you could be in the garage.
Ah, I don't care about that.
So,
the garage.
You got thing one done today.
Thing one. Thing
on
two.
To thing two.
Comes up. Thing two is this right now.
This is thing two, man. We got 4 hours of thing two.
Thing three comes up after this and we have like 4 or 5 hours of that.
Yeah, we are emceeing the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce Mercambio.
Woo!
Today.
And I have to figure out what I'm going to say.
Yeah. I got the scripts.
You got to send me those scripts.
Yeah. Because we went over like the bullet points and everything, but then last night we got emailed like, no, just kidding.
Here's the script.
These are the parts you got to say word for word. And we're like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got this.
So we had to bring our monkey suits.
We got to entertain. Yeah. Got to entertain today. I'm wearing my monkey suit. I didn't have time to like...
dressed up.
So, I'm wearing Aquaman shoes, you know, and slacks. So that works.
Now look, I brought my sneakers here.
Yeah.
But I also brought dress shoes.
Because nice.
I thought we were going all out. there's a tie on that thing.
Yeah, you're like...
I don't have to wear the tie though.
Why not?
It's business cash, man.
Business cash,
business cash.
Yeah. So,
it's business.
But then, and then we're not done there because then we got to get ready because my sons have their Christmas program tonight.
Thing four.
Or five, whatever we're at.
Yeah. Well, thing four, I guess, would be.
Oh, we'd be getting comics at Astro Zombies
because
we have, tomorrow we have Comics Corner. See the things we do?
We do so much for you guys because we love you. And we love random phone calls.
Static!
Yeah, it's Security John.
Hey. Security John!
Security John, you were just on the radio.
I know, I just heard that. I just got in the car, I just got in the vehicle right now and just listening to it.
Were you like, yeah! That's my
jam! Yeah, it's cool to hear my song on the radio.
Heck yeah, man. You didn't even have to ask for it. It was just there.
That's right. Thanks, guys. Hey, I was going to see if you guys could play some Pillar.
Some Pillar?
Pillar?
Security John, you hip-hop man, you, that is the oddest request I've ever heard you give.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, anything Pillar Echelon would be good.
Echelon?
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is.
That, you don't remember Echelon?
No.
Man.
We toured with these guys, Security John.
Yep.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we did. We toured You remember when Lester and that Kal-El guy left the band and then they replaced them?
Mm.
We toured with them on their last tour.
Nice.
Oh, okay, cool. How was that? Are they good guys?
Yeah, they're good guys. The tour was the best tour in the world, but it was fun. But
they were good.
It's just one of those situations.
There you go.
All right, well, I know you guys are busy today, so I'll let you go.
All right, Security John, have a great day, man.
All right, you too, thanks.
All right.
Love you.
Love that guy. Security John. Echelon, dude, 2003.
Wow.
That's how old
that is. We toured with them in 2008.
Okay.
So it was 5 years after this. Wow.
Do you remember it at all?
No, I don't.
You don't remember the song?
Yeah. No, I do not.
Pillar. It makes a little more sense, I guess, because now I'm
Pillar.
Thinking about it.
I'm the Thriller.
Security John, because this was Manila. Like when they were still like, yeah. When they were like, I still like P.O.D.
Yeah, Pillar.
Before Rob went all rock. This song wasn't terrible. We will lead the way.
Did he say like a green beret?
Like a green beret, we will lead the way. At the tour, there was like a video and there was like a black hawk helicopter.
Did you see this tour?
Yeah, this was, I saw them twice with this set, basically. Because one time they opened for Benjamin Gate.
Yeah.
And then one time they played the C-Spot Rock Tour.
Oh, yeah.
That was like 2003. That was the first time I ever met Ethan.
Man.
Woo. Okay, so anyways, yeah. It's pretty crazy. So, all that to say.
Christmas.
crazy Christmas day. Speaking of Christmas, our dear friend Stever found probably the greatest video in the world to start your day with. Because to be honest, like I was a little grumpy gills because I woke up late. Grumpy, it was like, grumpy, but I got to shower. I got to do my hair because we got to do this thing today. Yeah. So I got to for reals get ready. So it was like, ugh.
I don't want to get up.
Don't make me get up, Mom. So I was a little late, and then, like, driving into work normally, I have you to keep me company.
Me over there going, boop, boop, boop,
wake
boop,
me up. Boop, 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 and I didn't, so I got to, like, wallow in my thoughts.
Ugh.
And, then, like, crazy dreams. So it's just like...
Oh, man, I had a sad dream last night. Did I tell you?
No,
I haven't told you about it.
We haven't seen you. When would I have told you about it? I don't know.
I dreamed that I was hanging out with Tim and Colin and AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And AJ was like, yeah, man, I've just been hearing from tons of people that you're messing up all the songs and it's just not sounding good.
So AJ, the original bassist for...
And I felt so bad. I was like, oh no,
what?
I'm sorry. And then it got real detailed. They were like, yeah, you know, like right there in the valley, it's supposed to be like an A, but you were going like A flat or G sharp. And it just sounds, you know, it's dissonant, so it's messing everything up, and you're just, it's become a habit, and then Tim's like, yeah, and Colin was like, I'm sorry, buddy. And then I was like, I'm sorry, guys, I was just trying to play it right, and I guess I was messing up, and I was totally like, oh, man, I'm sorry, guys, I was like, you know, I'm sorry, dudes. But then I woke up, and I was like, gosh, why do I feel so horrible? Maybe it's because I have to wake up so early and we have such a long day. And then I remembered my dream and I was like, oh, man, that sucks.
Glad you're still in the band in real life.
And then I was like, no, I'm fighting this. I'm fighting it. I'm going to fight it.
Hey, when you have those like crazy dreams or like a sad dream or something, and then it just affects your day.
Yeah, for no reason.
How is that possible?
For absolutely no reason.
Well, if you're having one of those days, Stever really, really helped us out with this video because, man, I got in here and I was like kind of grumpy. And then all of a sudden I walk in and you guys catch me up on this thing. I may have shed a tear or two.
Yes, this is a wonderful video.
I had to step an extra step behind you guys because I was wiping tears of joy. It's a pretty great video.
We're posting this video. This is a commercial for an airline.
Which is crazy.
And it's going to make you cry.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make you cry, then woo, you're a Scrooge. And you're walking around saying, bah, humbug.
And here's the deal. I know certain people will see it and go, oh, it's a Santa video. But think about it differently, man.
Get over it and watch the video.
Yeah, exactly. And imagine if you had the kind of faith it takes to ask for something, knowing What you ask for, you're going to receive.
It's a telling video.
It really
because
is.
Because you really think on the other end of it. We'll let you watch it.
Yeah,
hey, you know
you
what? You guys watch it. We're going to go to a break.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
I like that idea. I like that idea.
And I like that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news, we posted a video on our Facebook and you must go watch it.
Yeah. Be prepared to just have your day.
If you don't tear up.
Spirits lifted and tears and cries.
Your heart is cold
yeah.
and you are dead.
Like the weather outside. Ooh. It's frightful.
Oh. But this fire I just started over here in the corner is so delightful. I used a trash can. I compiled most of the trash in the studio, some of Mitch's personal items, and I am burning them. It's a great fire. You
it's
hear it?
Beautiful.
Just try to make fire noises. It sounded like spit. News attack! The Dalai Lama will miss Nelson Mandela's memorial. Stink. Unemployment has hit a 5-year low. That's good.
That is good.
More Americans are working again. The U.S.
is cold.
This is a huge cold, just cold wave. You know what I'm saying? Like winter, Iceland, all over the United States. It's cold in the South. People from Nashville are putting up pictures of like the half inch of snow that we get in the South every year, and everybody's freaking out. Ethan Luck. I'll say this. If you don't follow Ethan Luck on social media, you are missing out.
Yeah, that
he's got
awesome.
A Twitter, Instagram. He's got a video Instagram. But he put up a picture of his yard just with a little snow. And it was like, okay, but a few years ago, Nashville flooded.
Yeah.
And this huge thing, it was called We Are Nashville, you know. And it was like, we're going to rebuild. And I get it.
Right.
I get it. But he wrote, guys, you're predicting almost an inch of snow. Prayers appreciated. Hashtag we will rebuild. Hashtag we are Nashville. Started laughing so hard. I love you, Ethan Luck. I wish you'd listen every day. A new study out of Canada says that people responding to a fear of being lonely will stay in a bad relationship.
Okay.
Guys, it took Canada to tell us this.
It's pretty sad.
It's called common sense.
Yep.
If you're lonely, of course you're going to stay in a bad relationship.
But you shouldn't.
No.
Don't settle.
If you're in a bad relationship, get out of it.
It's a bad relationship.
You need to trust the Lord that he's going to provide you with somebody that's good.
Yeah.
Because he's good. Documents stolen by Edward Snowden reveal that the U.S. spies infiltrated World of Warcraft to look for suspects and recruit new employees. All right, pause. You're telling me that spies from the United States of America, my country,
right.
'tis of thee.
Yeah.
So they are going into a video game based on a fake world of dwarves,
Azeroth,
and elves,
yes.
and monsters. Mm-hmm.
Known as Azeroth, yes.
As Azeroth. They're going into this place with these nerds and these people that can't do anything but exist on this video game plane.
Right.
And saying, hey, you're pretty good at beating those trolls down, man.
Hey,
you want to be a spy?
There's no trolls. Yeah, there's trolls.
This is World of Warcraft. There's every imaginable monster you can think of.
Yeah.
You know what? When I think of World of Warcraft, I think of Leroy Jenkins.
You know, honestly, when I thought of that, I thought of like the quote unquote famous people. Because we would play.
You played World of Warcraft. Of course you did. My buddy, the legend, John Eaton, got really involved in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And he had to step away.
Yeah.
Because it started consuming
our buddy Nate will tell you he's the first one to admit that he used to have an addiction problem with that game.
That episode of South Park where they get addicted to that is one of the funniest things. If you're a kid, don't watch South Park.
At all.
But
it's called Make Love, Not Warcraft.
I will say that show is probably the best and most honest social commentary we have.
It was pretty spot on.
In the media today. Yeah. At all.
Yeah, it was really spot on.
It's a super offensive show, but at least they offend everybody.
That episode specifically was pretty...
it's rough, man.
It was pretty pertinent in me kicking that to the curb.
And see, I'm terrible at video games.
Right.
I still remember the moment when I got to the first castle, the first level of Super Mario Bros. And I thought I was... And then the next world popped up, and I was like, what?!
Yeah.
Another world?
I'm
this
sorry.
One's blue. Boo doo 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 doo. Oh. this one's scary, but I want to keep playing.
Yep.
I was terrible. I was like, beep, beep, boop, boop, doo, 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 yeah. That was me all the time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my cousin Corey, she was just baller at Super Mario Bros. She was like, all the time. Anyway, World of Warcraft. Why would they not go to Call of Duty?
Because Call of Duty's 12-year-olds, World of Warcraft is like 30-somethings.
Okay.
You're wanting to get spies.
You're right.
I was once a part of a guild called Children of the Corn, and the guild master was Jonathan Davis, the lead singer of Corn.
Everything you just said to me made me want to throw up in this fire.
It's a true story, though. You know how I found that? From the bass player dude from Flyleaf.
Because he want was everybody.
Like, it just so happened that all of a sudden, half the freaking guys in Oh Sleeper, and then all of a sudden, there's this giant community of real humans who are playing it. And I'm like, what? Wait, you play World of Warcraft too?
I'm so disappointed in
you. I'm sorry.
What have you done?
This was like 7 years ago. This was years ago.
This was 2 weeks ago, Steve-O.
Maybe four. 4 weeks. 4 weeks.
Good grief.
I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Okay, thank you.
But I'm glad
you
got out.
You know that black hoodie that I have that's like got red?
No.
It's like got the red lining and everything. That's my For the Horde.
Okay. I don't want to know about the Horde. Look at me. I'm standing on a box of judgment. I read comic books and play with Spider-Man toys
yeah!
all the time.
You were playing with Spider-Man toys last night with Brody.
I was like, Brody, watch him flip.
And he wasn't even paying attention. You were just playing basically by yourself.
He quit looking
and
then I was
like you were helping
what am I
the
doing?
Baby.
What am I doing?
Yep.
I will say this, though. I'm glad that the U.S. government didn't get you out of World of Warcraft and make you a spy. I still say they could have picked a better game.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft?
Yeah, but Call of Duty, I feel like, is a bunch of 9-year-olds who like to use F-words.
I forgot
because
that
their parents don't care for them.
There were age classes in total video game nerddom.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgot. Louisiana man fell asleep on his flight, and when he awoke, he was all alone in the dark with the plane door locked.
I saw this.
Locked in the plane.
Yeah.
The missile of death.
Dude, and then what sucks is he comes to and realizes they left him on the plane, and then when people realized he was in there, it was like, where's your security clearance? Who are you? How did you get in here?
Oh,
it was like,
gosh. It was an accident.
I was on the last flight, and they left me in here. Yeah. It was a big deal.
So he got in trouble.
Because there was a dude all alone on an aircraft. So, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sneaky Pete.
Yep.
A New York Police Department, the NYPD, has released an interactive map of major crime in the city. Have you ever gone and done, like, the crime map? Like, when you're looking for a house or something? You guys didn't do that?
No.
We did in Nashville. Because at one point we were going to try to buy a house. So we're looking around, and we're like, oh, there's not a lot of crime here. Well, there is here. Because we lived close to this wonderful place called Creve Hall, which is like...
Creve?
Creve Hall.
Okay.
It's turning into like the new hotspot of Nashville. And John Schneck lived there.
Hey.
Old, you know him. He moved in with his kids. So we were like, well, let's try to get, because we'll be right by them. Like, the housing market a few years ago was already starting to go, oh, people like it here? Let's raise it a couple hundred thou. For this old house built in the 40s, and you're going to have to fix everything.
Right, right.
Stupid. Anyway.
But it's Victorian style.
Yeah, but the school's really good. How much are your kids worth? Future kids. We didn't even have any kids.
I know.
We didn't even have a cat at that time. We could have been like, our cat's worth $24. Anyway. We're looking around at the crime map, and we're like, oh, it's not so bad. Hey, have you ever looked at the crime map of our apartment complex? No. Have you? Boop. Oh. Well, crap, we can live anywhere. We're done. There was like 3 or 4 things, boop, 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 like in our apartment complex.
Wow.
Domestic dispute. Thief. You know, just...
No way.
Yeah. Like, and we were like, okay.
Great,
well,
now I
want to
go look at the crime map.
I bet Chrissy's already looked at it.
I'm sure she has.
She has. Neighbors of Prince William and Kate are complaining that the royals have made their country home look tacky and lower class by redoing the roof with red tiles. I was expecting, like, some hot pink tires out in the yard with gardens in the middle. Have you ever seen those? Is that a southern thing?
Yeah.
People will take old tires, spray paint them pastel-like colors, pink, blue, yellow, like
that
Easter.
That is a southern
thing. It's like Easter gone to crap. And then they put a garden in the middle of the tire.
Oh, gosh.
How does that make anything good?
It doesn't, because thinking about that, that tire, all that rubber and the chemicals that are just being emitted into your little garden right there, I hope they're not putting vegetables and edibles in
there. Well, of course they're eating the vegetables out of there.
No wonder it's like that in the
South. It's like a flower garden. Okay. Strange things in the South.
Yeah.
NASA says that its Curiosity rover on Mars has uncovered evidence of an ancient lake that was once the home of small organisms that enjoyed the water. There you go.
Okay.
At least they didn't enjoy, like, lava. And then we're going to find out that they're still alive deep within the planet. They're going to come kill us.
Lava monsters.
Lava monsters.
Gosh.
Who needs
so
them?
So unpredictable.
You're never going to get it.
I'm going to have Vogue in my head all day.
You're welcome. Wow, wow, wow. A 48-year-old British woman is engaged to the man who stood her up 30 years ago.
Oh, wait. Is that sweet? I feel like that's
kind of
sweet.
Is it sweet, or
it's a story of redemption?
Does it go back to what we were saying? Lonely people settle for terrible relationships.
Yeah, but it's been 30 years. Maybe he's a changed individual.
Maybe it took him 30 years to win her back, and he did it.
Oh, man, that's a good movie
right
there.
And it's a love story. It's a love story, because when you really love somebody, you never have to say you're sorry. There's a real movie that says that.
Gosh.
What a dumb message. Anyway, what time is it?
Oh, it's almost birthday time.
I probably got time for one more story.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well, we put up a video, so we're just going to say that I'll read you the story because it's actually here in Interprep,
too. Oh, cool.
We put up a video of an airline called WestJet. And here's your story that you need to listen to, because if you can't watch the video on Facebook, you're missing out. Airports are perhaps the least jolly of places during the holiday season, generally filled with disgruntled people facing delays and other mishaps. But thanks to WestJet, an airplane full of weary travelers were treated to a Christmas miracle that turned an airport into Santa's workshop. The Canadian airline, with the help of a virtual and tech-savvy Santa Claus, learned what passengers at the Toronto and Hamilton International Airports had on their Christmas wish list this year. Once everyone boarded their planes, the WestJet ground team also took off on shopping sprees. When the passengers arrived in Calgary, they went to baggage claim, but the first things coming down the chute weren't their luggage.
Ugh.
Wasn't their luggage. It was presents. Tons of presents, with big gift tags with the passengers' names on them. Each package had one thing inside a passenger said they had wanted, from toys to a big screen TV.
Dude, here's the thing. It was just that reminder that expectation when you ask of God, when you ask, you know, that we will receive it.
It's a pretty impacting video.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Awesome.
Because it just seems like, whatever. You know, I'm just going to, I'll tell you what I'm asking for here, but there's no real hope or expectation. Yeah, dude, Klopez says, I won't lie, I teared up.
Here's what they did. They set up, because you didn't see this first part, they set up like a machine in the airport, the first airport. And what you would do is you would walk up and scan your boarding pass. Okay. And then Santa Claus, an interactive like man that was being filmed with cameras, like all of your family information would come up. So before you start getting creeped out, the adults would scan their things, and then their kids' names would pop up.
Okay.
And then, of course, they knew where they were flying and all that, and it was two flights. So then the Santa was just saying, oh, is that Tim right there?
Oh.
To the kids, and the kids are just losing their minds.
Right.
You know, because they're like, he knew my name, he's real. So then he was like, what do you want for Christmas? And he's asking the adults and the kids. And you have, like, this one kid's like, an Android tablet. Just boom.
Right.
Faith.
He's jacked.
That can move a mountain. Straight up. Straight up. That kid was like, you're going to ask me what I want, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And then you had the adults. Like, one guy was like, underwear and socks.
And then he felt,
you know,
like an idiot,
kinda joking,
I'm sure.
Kind of joking about it. But then one couple, their kid's like, what do you want? And he says what he wants. And then he's like, well, what do the parents want? And they're like, man, we could use a big screen TV. That's, and you know, there's kind of like, big screen TV if you want, you know, if you want to know.
Yeah.
So then they show up at the airport, and everything that these people ask for, the baggage claim starts going, little light comes on, and then fake snow starts coming out of the ceiling, and they're all sitting there like, what's going on? And then out from the chute, these presents just start flooding out, and they're looking at them, Because I'm sure at first they were like, well, who brought all these presents?
Somebody's
right. Having a mirror. And then somebody sees their name and they're like, what? Wait a second. And then everybody's coming up and like picking them up and opening them and people are crying.
I'm telling you, man.
This lady got a camera and I guess she really needed it because she loses it. Yeah. And then her husband's like holding her.
It was pretty great.
You need to watch. It's on our Facebook. I'm going to pin it to the top because it's Christmas wonder.
It's good
time. You need to watch it. Anyway, that's your breaking news.
Good times.
All my bags are packed, ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake
you
up. You
and Don actually just did this morning.
Say goodbye.
We did. We didn't sing to each other. That would have been horrible.
Oh.
But the dawn. Because
it's really early.
If she would have sung to me, I would have been like, thank you. But if I would have tried to sing to her, she'd have been like, stop it. I'm out.
You gonna tell her to ask Santa for something really cool?
Yeah, no kidding. When she boards that flight, you better tell her.
We don't believe
ask for
in
like
Santa.
A new car.
We
or
believe
something.
In thistle hair, the Christmas bear, spreading the good news everywhere.
She's leaving on a jet plane.
She already left, man.
Yeah, she did.
And she sent me this ominous message before she flew off. She said all the lights just went off in the plane, and then she was like, oh. 5 minutes later, they came back on. I guess we're good. Love you.
I was trying to find. I'm telling you, there somebody yesterday posted on Twitter that very thing about said airline turning the plane off and then back on to like kickstart it. It's like, oh,
well,
good.
Sometimes you got to kickstart.
Good.
Now you can drive a manual, right?
Yo, yeah.
You know how sometimes you have to like kickstart it by putting it in neutral and then just slamming it.
Oh, yep.
Boom. Yeah. Maybe that's what they had to do.
Hey, is it time for birthdays?
You betcha.
It's time for birthdays.
It's the 344th day of 2013. 21 days remaining.
21 days.
21 days.
Till the end of the year.
Yeah. All right, now these first folks, I've never heard of.
What?
But they wrote a bunch of TV themes, I guess. Gloria Loring and her husband, Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke, I know.
Yeah.
Co-composed the theme songs to Different Strokes.
Really?
And The Facts of Life.
Alan Thicke, no wonder his kids.
No
talented.
Wonder Robin Thicke
right?
sings.
Yeah.
Now, talented, of course, that's, you know, debatable, but.
So, how old is singer-songwriter Gloria Loring, Alan Thicke's wife? Oh, then her ex-wife. Ex-wife.
Yeah. Okay. I think she. Okay, Robin Thicke was probably in his 40s in the 80s. Maybe 50.
Alan Thicke was Alan. Probably 40.
Yeah, sorry, Alan Thicke. You knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Steve-O, engage.
I'm engaged.
I think
Dwarf
he.
Feet.
I think he is.
She.
I'm sorry. I think she's 68.
64.
67. Ah! You guys get so close on these. I'm kind of impressed, actually.
Sometimes when I do math, I astound even myself.
Mm-hmm. It's that Mississippi math.
It's high praise.
All right, so
Merry Christmas.
TV chef Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay.
Man, 44.
Um, 42.
49.
Oh, all right, good job, Bobby Flay. He eats well.
From The Young and the Restless, General Hospital, and Pretty Little Liars.
Oh,
no idea.
Nia Peebles. Peebles.
Oh, okay.
Nia Peebles?
Yeah. Is that Mario Van Peebles?
I don't know.
Sister, wife?
I don't know.
Okay.
Pretty Little Liars is a show about four girls.
Do they lie a lot?
I guess so.
Are they pretty?
Maybe. I've only seen like part of it because Seth's wife Hannah was really into that show. So we were over at their house one time and she was watching it.
I've only seen none of it.
Good. Yeah, Nia Peebles is 49.
24.
52.
Okay.
Good guess, Steve-O.
I was guessing in case it was
I
one
knew.
Of the kiddos.
Remember Mario Van Peebles? I remember.
No.
Ooh. Is it Jack White's birthday?
Nope.
Oh.
Is it the other one, Meg White?
Yep. It's Meg's birthday from the White Stripes.
Man.
I'd say she is 36.
I'm going to say 37.
39.
Ah!
Okay, next from L.A. Law. And she played the eldest sister in the Partridge Family.
Ellen Partridge.
Susan Day.
Susan Day. Her last name's not Partridge.
Interesting.
It was a imaginary family, Steve-O.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't have told him that.
I thought the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch were, like, real.
He's going to descend back into World of Warcraft.
I thought those were the first reality TV shows. No?
No.
This whole time I thought it was reality TV.
No. Susan Day.
Susan Day is 62.
64.
61. You guys are bound to hit one of these for sure. Gosh, you're so close.
Maybe.
All right.
Is it Will Smith's birthday?
It is not.
The other guy from Wild
Kevin
West?
Kevin Kline.
Nope. Actor, director?
Kenneth Branagh.
Yep.
Yes!
Nice.
Who I recently have been watching a lot of it streams on one of those programs that you use stream shows.
Right.
Been watching a lot of Wallander. He plays a Swedish cop.
Nice.
Pretty cool show.
His take on
Gritty.
Hamlet was incredible.
He also directed Thor.
Yeah.
The first
and one. He's going to be in the new Jack Ryan reboot.
Yeah, dude. Directing and
looks like he plays the antagonist.
Yeah. Kenneth Branagh, dude.
58.
What did you say?
I said 58.
I'm going to say 61.
53.
Oh, wow.
Kenneth Branagh is only 53.
So that means he was, man, when he did Hamlet, he was young.
Yeah. Young guy.
Well.
All right.
Ba-ba-da. Did you guys hear Bill Cosby's got a new stand-up routine?
Yes.
I think I got one of his sweaters on.
That's okay. Thebe says I forgot my eye patch at home.
He was into the college sweatshirts for a while.
Yeah. Is it Bill Cosby's birthday?
It's actually Raven Simone's birthday.
Oh, that's so Raven! Okay. She's younger.
Yeah.
27.
29.
28.
Oh, are you
guys,
kidding me?
You guys are so good at that. Yeah. I don't know how you pull that off all the time. Okay, we are in dates now. Dates. On this date in what year, Wyoming granted women the right to vote? I am woman,
hear me roar. What year?
Yep.
Yeah.
1920.
Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. I thought you meant in general.
I'm going to say
1869. All right, so on this date in what year, the first passenger jet flight took place in the U.S. as a National Airlines Boeing 707 flew 111 passengers from New York to Miami in about 2.5 hours.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
1981.
First passenger jet flight took place in the U.S.
Yeah, but you said 2 hours.
Okay.
I'm thinking, dang, that jet was going fast.
Yeah, 701?
707.
707? Boeing 707.
Yeah, it's probably more like...
Probably like the 50s or something.
Oh, I was going to say 62.
1958.
Ah!
Yeah, 1958. All right, so on this date in what year, 6-year-old Donny Osmond made his singing debut.
Wasn't his birthday
on
like yesterday?
The yes. Andy Williams Show.
How old was he?
I don't know, but I did find out that they weren't twins.
Okay.
There's a 2-year age.
Yeah, I was pretty much right.
Oh, but how she's, old is he?
She's a little sister, right?
Because if he was 6 years old.
Yeah, how old was he yesterday?
Dang it!
Ugh. Wait, he was younger than we thought, I think.
It was 1963.
Yeah! Woo! Thanks, Osmond.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, Matt, this next one's very special for you.
Yes.
All right, so I expect big things.
I'm not going to get it. This has to do with Mississippi.
On this date in what year, Mississippi became the 20th U.S. state?
I do not know.
Come on.
I don't know.
You're from Mississippi.
I know. Why would I know this?
Ask me when New Mexico became a state.
When?
1912. See? 1912.
Okay. Because we just celebrated the centennial.
Well, Mississippi, did you say it was the 20th state?
The 20th, yeah. On this date, in what year, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I!
Became the 20th U.S. state.
I can do this.
I'm loving this.
Why? 1817. I know this.
It was in 1817.
Yeah! You
snap!
Do you know why I know this? There was a band from Mississippi that their name, it had members of an old band that played with Freshman 15, our first band, all the time, and they started a new band, and they called their band 1817 because Don looked on his belt buckle, and that's when Mississippi was found.
So, Steve-O, maybe this is what we play when he guesses something right.
There you go.
1817. Can I go outside?
Only if Deep in the Heart of Texas can be mine.
Okay.
Some reason, I was singing that yesterday afternoon.
We'll have to get the one Pee-wee sings.
Yes.
All right. So today, gentlemen, today is, I thought yesterday was Human Rights Day. Today is Human Rights Day.
It should be every day.
Yeah. Yesterday, they had the memorial in South Africa for Nelson Mandela. It's National Lager Day as well. L-A-G-E-R.
Oh, okay, I was going to say like a lager?
Lager. We should have grown like our beards out.
And that is all.
All right. What a boring day.
Whatever,
thankfully,
dude.
We're here to pick it up.
Dude, in 1817, Mississippi became a state today.
That's pretty...
Today!
Pretty great job there.
We did it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little bit about this video we posted on Facebook. If you're in for a good cry, just get there, watch it.
Come on and be with us in this cry fest.
Tell us your thoughts. Now it's off to Sopo to warm up and get some coffee.
Wake up.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static! Crossing the tundra, building a
roller coaster, skiing down. Careful traffic. Google Chrome could not find www.trafficwebsite.com.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Good grief.
It was just there.
It really was.
And then I refreshed it.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about what we know. We know that there's construction going on at I-25 and Paseo.
And which, by the way, I saw a sign this morning that I guess I hadn't paid attention to before because it's like, hey, this construction, you know how they have to put like the bond amount and how much? I didn't realize how much we had voted on.
How much?
How much do you think that, how much would you pay for that construction? How much you say?
Couple mil.
Couple mil?
Yeah.
What about 75 mil?
$75 million? For real? It better be made of gold. It better be freaking awesome. Seriously. Okay, question, New Mexico. Why don't you guys just put reflectors in the road so I can tell where the lanes are when it rains? How much does that cost? Can we tack on a little bit extra for reflectors in the road?
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Along with all that construction this morning.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Stalled vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah. It just popped up. And he is right, as he usually is, y'all. There's a stalled vehicule in the middle
Ridiculous.
Of construction at I-25 and Paseo. Please be careful.
Yeah. So, Stever, I saw that sign this morning driving in.
It opened up his eyes.
$75 million?
Yeah. You know, when you're voting for bonds, it's not like to raise your taxes. It's like, hey, this pool of money we have, where do you want us to spend it?
Yeah. Mateo's house.
Yeah. I usually say, like, for old people and veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's going to be awesome. I voted heck yes on this one because I live on Paseo, so.
Yeah. I wish that they would throw some money out like that airline did on the video.
Yes.
Go to our Facebook.
We just posted a video, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Go check it out. What was it? WestJet?
WestJet, a Canadian-based airline.
Basically, surprised a bunch of passengers by having Santa ask them what they want for Christmas. And when they arrived at their destinations, stuff was there waiting for them.
It was waiting for them.
That's the gist of it. You got to go see the video because it's a great video.
That's the gist of it. But if you want to get the gift of it,
oh,
Go watch the video. You're welcome. I really think that I should go into writing greeting cards.
Yeah. We could do that together.
We could do that together.
Like,
we could build an empire of greeting cards.
Oh, man. We should seriously start considering these things.
We should. No. I refuse to think.
Santa Claus video posted at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But here's the thing. It got us thinking. Because you're watching this video and... in it, the people are, you know, telling Santa what they want with zero expectation because they're like, eh, whatever.
They're like, Santa ain't real.
He's got a suit, whatever. And then they arrive at their destination to find these gifts. Dude, a flat screen TV? I'm telling you, watching the video, I just was depressed for the guy who said socks and underwear. I really was.
He was happy, though. It showed him. He was like, huh, I actually got it.
I got what I asked for.
You know, he's thinking, though. He's like, dang it, I should have asked for something better.
Yep. But it got me thinking... things that we ask for when we're praying to God with this lack of expectation that it's going to happen. So go check out this video, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Hey, you know, this bond thing that you guys were just talking about and saying it's just like a pool of money, it's not going to increase our taxes?
Yeah?
That's not exactly right.
Please correct us.
Yes. Now, you can check me up on this, but my understanding since I was younger was people buy these bonds, and then once they come due, taxpayer money pays the interest to everybody who bought bonds.
Right.
So every time you vote for a new park, which is cool, you know that you should select your bond carefully.
Right.
Because it does come from taxpayer money.
Boom.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Ms. Government Lady.
I know. I like that. Some wisdom, some insight there. That's good. Yeah.
Clarification.
Yeah.
I had to eat my oatmeal first.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
Clarification. Uh-huh. We're not saying, after posting this video, that God is like Santa Claus. Because honestly, what you learn, or what you're supposed to learn, this has been my experience, is that you come to God with all of these ideas, all these schemes, if you will, and then you slowly start learning that God's ideas are better than yours.
Right.
So His I really feel like the believer wants to get to a place, you should want to get to a place, where you're truly desiring God's will in your life.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean it's going to be easy? No. Does that mean you're going to have a 50-inch flat-screen TV coming down the conveyor belt for you in life? No.
Right.
I mean, you're going to go through death. You're going to go through financial stress. You're going to go through possibly divorce or, you know, loss, like loss of any special relationship, really. Like so many things, you know, we're all going to go through because Jesus said in this world you'll have trouble.
Yeah.
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
Right.
And that's where you learn, that's like the real gift is that no matter what terrible things are going on, because they're going to go on, they're going to happen.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of the whole prosperity gospel. You sow in, you're going to reap big time, because sometimes what you're meant to reap is pain.
Yeah.
Because pain, like C.S. Lewis said, pain is God's megaphone.
Yeah.
You know, and when you can only draw closest, he says he's closest to the broken and contrite heart, you know. So when pain happens, God is drawing you the closest you can possibly get to him.
Yeah.
And we forget about that. We don't.
Yeah.
We refuse to accept that suffering is a gift or that pain is a gift.
Right. That comes and
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw a great video this weekend by one Rick Warren when he was on Piers Morgan talking about his son's suicide. And how it's okay that, you know, people say in these times, whether it's a hurricane or a tornado or in these things, are you telling me that God did that? And he said, no, God's just as grieved by it. He allowed it, but he, you know, he's just as grieved by it. He's crying with you. And that's where that comfort comes in, is that God loves you so much that cares for you. And that was what got Rick Warren through, and it drew him to that very close point with God that, you know what, this last year.
Story.
Yeah, it was an incredible video watching on Piers Morgan.
It's funny to me that so many people apparently write Rick Warren off.
Right!
Because he put out Purpose Driven Life, and everybody's like, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He's not totally theologically correct. He's not a 5-point Calvinist. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Listen to how smart I am. Listen to me and my ideas.
Yeah.
Because I've figured the Lord out by reading the Bible.
Yep.
I've unlocked the code.
Yeah.
Which is, I really think, whenever I try to check myself a lot because, you know, there are people that I don't like. For instance, I am not a fan of Mark Driscoll.
Yeah.
Not a fan. But I don't want to be that guy that's like, no, I didn't read his book because I don't have to, cocaine or whatever.
Right.
You know, I want to be the guy that read his book and got the point out of it, man, because his newest book had some great points.
Yeah, you and I actually recently picked up copies of his new book, and both of us thought, wow.
Yeah, I know that if it was me and him sitting in a room, we wouldn't get along. I'd probably walk out thinking, man, that guy's annoying. And he would probably walk out saying a bunch of words about me, about my skinny jeans or something. And then I'd be like, dude, why are you so concerned about my pants? What are you hiding? You know, and it would just be like, you know, we would butt heads. But right. That doesn't mean he can't say things that are true.
Right.
God can't use him to do whatever. And that's kind of how I feel about, like, Rick Warren. Even people that, like, this is going to sound crazy. And I'm not saying you should just all out support him, but I saw a really convicting blog a few years ago or something about Joel Osteen, because I used to talk so bad about that dude. He's watering down the gospel. Bah, 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 bah. That dude is actually reaching a ton of people. Now, you can sit there and say, yeah, but he's not giving the whole truth. But, friend, you got to let the Holy Spirit do its work.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, because there's verses in the Bible where Paul's like, I mean, if they're preaching it, let them preach. I don't care if it's not exactly right. Yeah. Paul said that.
Yeah. It's one of those, how did we get here?
Yeah. Christmas.
Okay, right. Oh, Santa.
Santa.
But there's so many different aspects, and I think you're right. I think what you're saying is that people will cling to that one verse, and that's who God is, and that's it, and that's all.
That's it.
When we renew our minds daily by the Word of God. So can we understand? Can we know God? Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, Jesus said that this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. And so it's like, obviously, we can get to know God, but not completely.
No.
I mean,
and I'm not saying go give them all your money.
No.
And I'm, you know, but
I don't think that, but I do think there are times where God absolutely pours out blessings. I look at my home and at flat out as a blessing in my life, where there is no earthly explanation for how everything came about, and that was just one of those incredible gifts. But I agree, it's not a prosperity, but I think on both ends, people tend to go,
absolutely,
well, so I'm just going to not ask, which is what I got out of the video. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to ask because I don't have that expectation that God's going to answer that, getting me a car or getting me a... When, guess what? He has the capability.
He's
God. So can that happen? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's not the point of it.
No.
The point of it is to grow in that knowledge that and grace and mercy and compassion and love.
Love.
Before
everybody goes crazy on me or whatever, if you
I
feel
don't think
so inclined,
gonna...
maybe not. I'm not condoning like heretical teaching.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is let's not be so quick to write people off because they don't fit into our box.
Well,
my thing with prosperity is, it seems like you can really put God under your thumb very easily when you say, if I do this, he'll do this for me, and that's the way it is.
Right. That's because why Thessalonians tells us to test all things.
Yeah.
I don't care who's speaking it, whether it's the pastor that you've sat under for 20 years or some guy that just wrote a book that you've never heard of. You test all things. You take it back to the Word of God. You see how it lines up because... Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like with what's his, MacArthur or whatever, for, you know, like best study Bible out there, but then he's this thing called a cessationist, and a lot of people are kind of up in arms like, whoa.
Yeah, we talked about that with Beenix and with Jarrett on Shock Therapy Live. Special guests. That was a great show. We talked a lot about that very thing because he wrote a book called Strange Fire, and man... Yeah, people up in arms. In fact, we got a copy, and I'm ready to read
it.
We're going to
read
it. I feel like we need to read it because I want to know what's being said, because it's one thing to say, well, I read three lines in Christianity Today where he said this and this, and that's enough for me, so I'm going to just throw away this 400-page book. I want to read it for myself. I want to understand. I want to know where he's coming from, because nowadays the media can take a line and twist it, which is exactly what happens with God's word every single day.
Because we all have a little bias inside of us.
Rather than reading it in God's word in its entirety, people will pick and choose the verse that they love or one that they can twist for their agenda. And so that's why we got to dig in.
And it sounds like so awful. You know, it's all like, well, gosh, if it's all just so crazy, then why even get involved? Because God is good. And
God
no matter
so
what
good.
All these people think, what I think, what Steve-O thinks, what you think, God is his ways are higher than ours, his thoughts are higher than ours, and he's good. And when we see videos like the one we posted about, like, even a Canadian airline just giving people some presents, you see, like, the essence of goodness. It's when you put other people first, and for no reason other than the fact that, you know, just there exists love, or love just exists, they're meeting people's needs.
It was interesting to see the needs that were met. The mom who wanted a camera.
You just break down. You
watching
see
that
how
video.
Kids are straight up. Like the kids in the video are like, "This is what I want." Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And they give their list what they really want.
Yeah, Luke wrote a solid list, man. This week,
as compared with the adults who think it's a joke, and they're like, underwear and socks. And then you have the one couple who sarcastically says, "Huh, a big screen TV, how about that?"
Yeah.
You know? And then you see, they get it and they're like, oh. And I just think that's how I approach my relationship with God too much, is in like some sarcastic, like, "Yeah, right, you've never done it before."
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
When in reality, if I would just look around,
yeah,
I'm getting provided for every single day.
Amen to that, man.
That's where that peace that passes all understanding comes in.
Yeah, dude. Check out the video, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We didn't plan on doing a dissertation on WestJet, but...
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks, WestJet. Dude, it's a great commentary.
It really is.
Check out the video, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static!
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Whatevs!
Ah!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to it.
Hello, everyone.
We got New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And I'm excited because I haven't heard a single one of these. Wow, I really haven't. This is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done, sir.
We'll see.
It'll be good.
I'm sure, as with anything, some people will not like it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. Or give us a call. 505-338-3700. Hello, lovely caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to see if you wanted to carry on with the conversation about the "you have not because you asked not." Because I wanted to jump in there with a statement, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, well, this is Virga, and I'll just be frank about working in broadcast ministry. I think that we have been exposed to so many stories about so many teachings that have been given and people falling victim to some bad doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really tough to watch the hurt that has come out of a lot of these stories and these situations. And I think for me personally, I've been afraid to pray those big prayers, being in a position in front of people when you're held accountable for your words. It's a tough spot to be in. But a couple of weeks ago, I felt really strongly that the Lord was going to have me go to the NRB conference, the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. I felt really strongly that I needed to be there. And I was reading through scripture just in my routine reading, and I came across the passage about, you know, "you have not because you ask not, and you ask not in Jesus' name," etc. And it wasn't to put God to the test, but I realized that I had never been bold enough to pray that big. And I said, "All right, Lord," I said, "I feel that you want me to be there. I don't have the money to go, and I'm just asking you to provide in a miraculous and a huge way, you know, in Jesus' name." And within 24, 36 hours, something like that, a series of events transpired where I got a phone call from a gal that I had met years earlier that worked at another station in Montana. And lo and behold, by the end of that business day, not only had she and the station volunteered to pay for my registration, but for the registration of my boss as well.
Wow.
And it was one of those moments where I was just so humbled, and God reminded me that He does desire to bless His children, but I think we've got to be very careful that we're not putting our faith in our faith.
Yeah.
That we're putting our faith in God, if that makes sense. That it's not asking and mustering up enough faith because we really want something really bad, but because God's called us to something, or He's put that desire or that burden in our hearts, and when it's His placement, His will, His desire, He'll absolutely provide for it. So
It
was just a real world reminder for me very recently.
Absolutely.
Dude, that's an amazing story right there. I love, you see, and that's it. I think it comes down to the heart of it, because a lot of times, That's it. God judges the heart, and therefore, if we're asking not in the right way, asking because we really want this new car or we really want this whatever, the heart behind it isn't to bring glory to God. The heart behind it is because I want.
Right.
But on the flip side, I think you're absolutely correct in saying that you hear these horror stories, unfortunately, of people who have been in great need and maybe their prayer wasn't answered in the way that they expected, and because of that they were dejected or they turn away or whatever it is. And I was actually just watching a video with John Piper sitting down with Rick Warren, and they were talking about these issues, and Rick Warren saying, you know what, I believe both. The scripture says both, and obviously it's both. And these apparent contradictions of, hey, you're going to suffer and you're going to struggle, but I also know that Jesus also said, come to me, you who are weary, and I will give you rest. You know, and
yeah.
So it's like, so there are times where we're going to need that rest. There are times where we're going to suffer. There are times where he's going to pour out a blessing, and you're getting a freaking plane ticket to Nashville. And there's other times where, you know, you think that this is what you need, and God says no, because I'm refining you, and so you're just going to need to trust in me in this moment. And so thank you for that story.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, and I appreciate the post originally with that video this morning. I actually shared it on my page because I thought it was really profound that a business is willing to jump in. And at financial hardship, but at least financial sacrifice for them. I don't know, all said and done, maybe they put out $5,000 or $10,000 towards gifts that they gave out.
Yeah.
But obviously they'll get their dividends with that video going viral. But it was just so refreshing to watch the joy on somebody's face. You commented on the lady who had asked for the camera.
Oh, man,
and who knows what that meant to her,
gosh.
You know?
The way she was just like, you know, I don't know. She just blew up with tears.
Yeah.
It obviously meant a whole lot to her.
It was pretty incredible.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. So, thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700. It's just before 8 o'clock. We've got New Music Tuesday around the corner. But yeah, you got to check out this video. It's incredible video. And yes, it has to do with Santa Claus. But you know what? Just like all things here at Static Radio, whether it's a culture shock or a discussion that we have, it's to challenge. We're not here to offend anyone and what, but I will say this: we are going to challenge, and we will say things at times. Just yesterday, we were watching Mark Driscoll was on Glenn Beck, which was very interesting, and he was talking about that very thing of offending people because he was saying something that most people don't hear, that a lot of men today aren't that. They're boys, and they need to get a real job, and they need to, you know, A, B, and C, and D, and you could tell Glenn Beck was shocked by it and said, you know, well, you can't say that. It's offensive. And it's like, you know what? It may be offensive to this person in this position. However, by saying this, maybe later down the road they'll realize that nobody else is saying it this way, and that it'll cause them to make a change or to question something or to think about it. And that's really it. Don't mean to cause offense to anybody. We just want a challenge. And this video, I think, perfectly summarizes sometimes our lack of faith in asking God for something.
Definitely.
And at the same time, on the flip side of it, man, as Birga just said, it that moment where you see the woman get the camera, it's that moment of, man, if I could just do that one little thing for some other human being, if I could just be selfless in that moment, if I could just pour forth a little love to someone else and give a little, you never know how much that little thing that you do, the big impact it's going to have. Because it seems like this, whatever, it's just helping out at the rescue mission. They got like 8 volunteers. They don't need me.
Yeah.
When really you never know how God can use that in your life. So maybe it's a reminder that we need to look around and find that moment to be able to pour into somebody else's life.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah! So anyways, we got New Music Tuesday right around the corner. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, all the new music and your chance to tell us what you think about the artists.
Let us know. We love hearing your opinions, be it via email or straight up on the Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Also, studio@MyStaticRadio.com.
Booyah! Quick break. Right back with some Pompton Lakes and, of course, New Music Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all, it's our favorite time of the day. It's when we get
when we get all our coffee and for some reason we just pour it on our heads and we say, whoa, got so much energy. And now I got to change clothes.
Wow.
That's your favorite part of the day, right?
It is New Music Tuesday.
Is that your favorite part of the day? Is that just me?
I have no clue where to begin because this is all you.
Well, here's the 100%. Thing. 100%. I kind of have a rundown of the way
how
I want to do it. Because
roll?
Well, you've kind of got it good because we've got a couple of slow jams.
Oh, I just threw them in.
We got a couple of Christmas jams.
Okay.
We got some rock.
We got a culture shock in
we
there.
We got a culture shock. So I think the way you've got it stacked right now is good. Why don't we flip Kai Kai and Josh Garrels? Let's
okay.
do this. We're going to start off with a Christmas song.
All right.
We just added a new track from a band called Kai Kai called Honest Affection.
Yeah.
But right after that, they released a Christmas song.
A brand new Christmas song.
Yeah. Well, okay. it's their version of an old Christmas song.
Right.
But it is new to us.
Yes, absolutely.
It's called Noel, classic Christmas song. So we're going to play that first.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Kai Kai. Song's called
Not Over Yet.
My bad. Did I mention that Matt did New Music Tuesday this week?
He has no idea what's going to happen. Only two of the songs have cuss words in them, so. Just kidding! Or am me. Shout out to Coon.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to New Music Tuesday. We are here for the next hour to provide you with brand new music that you can judge.
Yes.
Tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What we got next?
This is, okay, your boy Josh Garrels.
I love this guy.
Put out a live project.
Okay.
And I think it's... He's going to record a new CD.
Okay.
And I think this might be one of those, hey, get this and
get
help
this
me
and
with
get
this.
Get ready.
Yeah. Okay. So, found this. He's got the production team or something is called Mason Jar Music.
Okay.
So all the other instruments are by Mason Jar Music. And I think, if I read it correctly, they are going to produce his next record.
Oh, cool.
Which will be like an actual studio recording. But this is live, like they're on a mountain. There's a video of one of the songs, but I didn't pick the single
per se.
I went through and I liked the feel of this one. It's
kind
of
groovy.
You know Josh Garrels, it's like groovy acoustic stuff.
I know, right?
So this is the first of the slower jams.
Okay.
So don't fall asleep.
Okay.
But if you do, that's fine.
That's all right. We'll pick you right back up because we got a bunch of stuff to get to.
Yeah, we will, especially with that next one.
Okay, good.
So this is Josh Garrels and Mason Jar Music, Never Have I Found. On New Music Tuesday.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Josh Garrels and Mason Jar Music. Never Have I Found. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's a groovy acoustic jam.
Yeah. I dig that. I've always loved that dude's voice.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
It's cool.
I'm just remembering now that it is December 10th, which means... everyone hates us.
Why?
I forgot. It's Tuesday, December 10th, and that's what happens. So, none comments yet.
Well, some people commented on the Kai Kai song.
Yeah.
Joel the Nanny actually said that when people come up to you every Christmas season and replace Noel with Joel, because that's your name,
yeah.
It can get pretty annoying, but she actually enjoyed the Kai Kai version of the song.
She enjoy-elled it.
Okay. How did you even do that? That's like... It's layered. And Thebes likes Christmas music.
That's good.
I don't know.
Thanks, you too.
He also likes sarcasm, so I don't know if that was... I don't know if he was being totally honest.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey!
Man, I gotta say, Josh Garrels rocks, dude. I love that new jam.
It's good, right? Okay.
Yep, so there you go, man. Dig it. You guys have a great day.
You too. Shane, love you. Shane! So, okay, if that wasn't enough for you, if it was slow, so.
Man, nobody, is anybody out there? You guys out there?
It is Christmas. It is that time, which, by the way, a reminder to let everybody know, the week of Christmas,
Ooh. We
gone.
Oh, we gone.
Yeah, so it'll be a best of that week where we're both going on vacation.
Yes, we are.
So,
we're
that'll
going
be nice.
On a Christmas.
A little holiday.
Christmas vacation! Uncle Eddie's coming by.
Man, we gotta watch out
Cousin
with the kids.
Eddie. Sorry, Cousin Eddie. It's gonna be great.
We should watch that with the boys.
It's funny.
We watched Elf last week. You weren't here yet.
They loved it, though.
They loved that movie. Yeah, we've seen it a few times. So, here we go. Are we ready to wake people up, apparently?
Yeah. What was that?
Brand new record from my Epic releases today.
Whoa!
Thought we'd hit you with a new song from them. The song is called Curse. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party?
Right now.
Static! My Epic. The song is called Curse.
Oh, yes.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new record releasing from those guys today. Good times.
We wanted an opinion.
I know, and they hung up.
Thebes loves it. Because he says we should stop. We should just stop New Music Tuesday and end on a high note.
I like that.
Oh, Carly says poor man Seosin. Says Ooh. My husband, he's driving.
Okay.
Thank you, husband of Carly. Alan, lots better.
Okay.
He was falling asleep.
He was falling asleep.
During Josh Garrell's.
Okay.
Hannah, definitely dig. Joelle the Nanny loves it.
Okay.
Like you said. We got a couple more likes up here.
All right.
Brandon T. Holt.
Brandon.
That's TJ's brother, right?
Yep.
Where is TJ right now?
Who knows? Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about all the music. We got a lot of stuff to get to this morning.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? You want to go back to Christmas? You want to hit some culture shock?
I kind of like what you got right up next.
All
right. Let's do that.
We could rock this. These guys, is this from their EP?
No. I think
got
this
new
is,
stuff?
This is from a... Well, maybe. I'm not too familiar with them. I just know that this video was posted on a music site a couple of days ago.
Ooh.
And it's another live recording.
Okay.
But it sounds really good.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they went in and mixed stuff and all that. But
right.
It's a band called Fever Fever.
Yeah, we love these guys around here.
Davey Basinger from Bleach. He has a record label, and they're big champions of these guys.
There you go.
We were talking about this band the other day.
Okay.
And... this song's called Hallucinate, and they put out like a live video of it. So there's a video attached to this. You can look it up on the internet, but this is the track from the video.
Okay.
And it is good.
All right. Well, here we go. I haven't heard any of this, so I'm excited. It's brand
I
new for me, too.
I hope you like it now, friend.
All right. Brand new music from Fever Fever. The song's called Hallucinate. Mm-hmm. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, no.
Static. Fever, fever, hallucinate.
I want to see what the people say.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. You guys are so active today.
I know. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Maybe everybody is just busy watching that video we posted and
just crying.
So full of emotion they can't even type.
Okay, Thebe says, did I hear a saw a la Future of Forestry? Ooh. I know that in the video, my boy Wes, who used to work at like a church in Columbus, Ohio, and they brought Waverly through one time.
Nice.
He's in that video with a mandolin. He's got some effects on it. Making it sound all dreamy and stuff.
It sounds good.
Yeah, I like it.
What do people say?
Hannah says she could totally steering wheel drum to that.
Yes.
Dig it. Joel the Nanny says it's pretty good. Sean says, okay. Patty says, dig the drumming on wooden school desk sound and the instrumental stuff, but that's it.
Okay.
And Bill Peterson says, great. Recorded in mom's basement? you guys need to go watch the video. It's recorded at some place where I guess they record things and... It's not like a...
It's recorded in a place where they
It's not a studio,
things.
Is what I'm saying. Right. It's like a restaurant or a coffee shop or something.
What?
Yeah.
It's a Denny's.
It's called the Mug and Brush.
Yeah. The dude on the saw was rocking a Moons Over Miami.
Yeah, and what you didn't hear is the part they had to edit out when the cook kept yelling, I need more meat! In the background. They had to take that out of the mix. If not for that, though, it would have been totally live.
Static!
Hey, it's Mrs. Bear.
Hey!
I dig it. It was definitely something that made me want to hallucinate.
Yeah? Now, are you driving? Because you shouldn't do that while you're driving.
I'm not. Well, I am, but you're in the hands-free mode.
Okay, there you go.
Well, beautiful. You can. That's fine. You can hallucinate while driving out there. No!
Never. Nope, I'm with you.
So, all right, bye.
Beautiful. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. It is New Music Tuesday, and you got some tasty jams for us today, my friend.
Well, yeah.
I like this.
I want to flip these next two.
All right, this one is a culture shock, actually.
Yeesh.
But I think only because we don't know enough about these
guys.
We
don't know anything about these
guys. Brand new band, lyrically amazing. We know next to nothing about them.
Yeah.
Just found it.
Brand, like, new.
Yeah.
They only have an EP out, to my knowledge, but I noticed that they're on, like, Atlantic Records, so don't be surprised if you start hearing a lot from this band.
Okay. They're called Saints of Valerie.
Named after one of the guy's moms.
Oh, Valerie is her name?
They changed the spelling. You know, if you put an O, if you change one vowel in a word like Valerie or like Waverly, you don't have to pay like anybody. You just change a vowel. It's pretty convenient.
Or like corn.
You never
know. So they wouldn't have to pay the industry of
the other band, corn, which came from the Midwest. They had a little bit different sound, more of like a folksy bluegrass, like country cornfield type sound.
Right.
They already had a little bit of a fan base, so a little known band called Korn.
With a K.
They had to spell it with a K and turn the R around, so there was no confusion. And they changed their sound a little bit.
Oh, man, this is Saints of Valerie. Their song is called Kids with a K.
Yes.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bear it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
On there.
Static. Saints of Valerie. Write it down.
Write it down. They're going to blow up. The
song's called Kids. FYI, you heard it here first.
Oh, did you?
Yes, you did.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hey, in 2 years, when that's on every other radio station, just remember.
There you go.
Remember.
Hey, funny thing, too, there's another song by a different artist named, like, the song's called Kids by Mickey Echo.
Yeah.
Calling that one, too. That cat's going to blow up.
Yeah.
Old boy got nominated for a Grammy for that song he did with Rihanna.
Wow.
Stay. Awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. And we watched the iTunes festival thing
we
with him.
We did.
In it. And I'm telling you, that dude has some songs.
Yeah.
And when that record comes out,
it's going to be great.
The hotness on this station. But this band, Saints of Valerie, write it down. I agree with a lot of the people on Facebook. TJ says, Imagine Dragons 2.0, I dig. Consider the EP purchased.
Wow.
There you go. Stefan says, sounds like Imagine Dragons and 30 Seconds to Mars had a music baby.
That's a really good.
That
there
is
you
a,
go.
Yeah,
because we've been trying
right
to figure it out whether it's the
like
Killers.
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Definitely Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
I hear the vocal similarity.
Yeah.
In fact, I told Steve, I was like, it's kind of like, oh, Imagine Dragons just won an AMA award. Oh, Imagine Dragons is nominated for a Grammy. Mm-hmm. Oh, Imagine Dragons is selling out. Man, I'm another record label. I need a band just like Imagine Dragons. Better go find one.
So what happened with Mumford & Sons? Mumford & Sons blew up, and then all of a sudden it was like, banjos!
Hey, but you
we
know
We need
what?
More banjos!
If there's a lot of bands like this, I'm down.
Yeah, me too.
Flood
me
the airwaves.
Too.
Make me sick of it. I'm down. I've had a lot of banjos recently. I'm ready for some more electric guitars. John says, what is this invading my ears holes? My ears. Dig it. And all Hannah right. says, ooh, reminds me of the Temper Trap. Love his voice. Diggity.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, dude. Good.
Share it with everyone.
Glad
Tell
you
them
guys
where
like
you heard it.
It
first.
Tell them where you heard it first. Tell your friends about a station so we can talk to them, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So Josh White, he is the front man of Pilgrim, of the followers of
Telecast
of Josh White.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got another jammy jam here.
This is his, and I found out he put out a record called Absolution, and it is a reworking of some of his older songs.
Okay, cool.
And they had one new track, and that is this song.
All right.
It's called Sweet Peace by Josh White. It's a slow jam. So, Alan, you're probably going to fall asleep. But
sorry,
wake
buddy.
Back up in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get you.
We got some more rock for you coming up.
All right, so here we go. Josh White, latest song called Sweet Peace. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes, it is.
Static. Josh White, Sweet Peace. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Sweet Peace, not Sweet Peas. Or Sweet Tea.
Gosh.
Sweet Peas.
Yes.
Not Sweet Peas.
Not Sweet Peas.
Sweet Peas.
Sweet. They
sound to me like they wouldn't be that great.
Sweet Peas?
Sweet Peas.
Sweet Peas would be good.
Sweet Peas. Hello? I like some Sweet Peas. Please? Sweet Peas, please? TJ says, two times a day. Thebe says, good stuff. Caleb says, I dig it. I wouldn't mind hearing it whenever.
All right.
Patty says, great lyrics. However, I just woke up in a puddle of drool. Undecided. Thank you, Patty, for your descriptive
awesome.
Answer. No, for real. Thank you, guys.
Good job, Patty.
Sean, I like it. I like ye. Got that good old country feel, dig.
All right.
Hannah says, I say Barry. Really like the lyrics, though.
Okay.
Bill says, definitely Prelude.
Ah, yes.
Good point, Bill.
I'm really excited about the Prelude, man. If you miss the Prelude, it's every single Sunday morning, 9 to about 9:50, as we kick into Pastor Skip Heitzig's message. It is almost an hour of great new worship music with Celeste, our afternoon girl. She puts together an incredible playlist week in and week out, and it's actually going global.
Going global.
At least it's being picked up by more stations, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, if all of us to get picked up by more stations, it would be the Ginger. You know, she came up with...
Not the Incredible Morning Show being simulcasted on different...
Who needs that?
Who needs that? Who needs that?
She
but
came
the Prelude...
Up, she came up with the funniest... like liner for herself the other day because
she did.
So many of you listeners, well, I say so many, three
all
or four
of
you very persistent listeners
yes.
are like, more metal, more metal, more metal. And Celeste said, well, if they want more metal, just tell them to listen in the afternoons. I got braces all up in my mouth. And it was like, you are a genius.
Yeah, she's pretty hilarious. So
she is awesome.
Don't miss Afternoons with Celeste. It's every weekday from 2 to 6. And, of course, the Prelude, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. You can catch it then. So looks like people digging on that for some Prelude
they like
action.
It. They like
all
it.
All right. We got two more for you. How do you want to do this?
I want to do the order that you have.
Okay.
Now, we play a song by a band called Polyvalent.
Polyvalent.
Yeah, Mitch says polyvalent. We're not really sure. We don't know.
Polyvalent.
But it's one of the guys. Well, I don't know if it's just two guys that did everything or if there's like a full band. But one dude was in Cool Hand Luke. One dude was in Quiet Science. Both bands that play on this station.
I was going to say both incredible bands.
Put out an album called Want. And we play a track. Oh, what's that other song? No Connection.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a new song. It's called Losing the Summer.
All right.
And this is Polyvalent.
And the good news is it's winter, so
yeah,
no losers now.
Let it pick you up.
See what I did there?
I love it.
All right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Polyvalent.
Or Polyvalent.
Whatevs. Lose in the summer, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I got a feeling we're going to win in the winter with that sound.
I really like this.
Gosh.
Personal opinion.
Yeah.
Not supposed to say that.
Sorry.
But I do.
Whatevs. It's good.
I agree with Sean, actually. Dig the bass tone just sold me. fat bass tone.
Yeah.
And in their all of their songs, the bass is... Somebody was a bass player in one of their other bands because it's like fat bass tone.
Really?
I love it.
Nice.
But I'm biased.
Of course you are.
Thebe says, oh, yes. Caleb says, digging this quite a bit. Alan, dig this one. Brandon, dig.
All right.
Lots of people chiming in.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We ending on a Christmas note.
Christmas note.
We've got a new Christmas jam.
You might have heard of this one of these guys. Probably both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple. Member of a band called Nickel Creek. Member of a band called Switchfoot.
Hey,
they joined forces.
I heard them.
They're called Fiction Family.
Fiction Family.
So tell us what you think. The song's called I Don't Need No Santa Claus. The grammar of this is just outstanding.
Well, you don't.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Static. Fiction Family.
Yeah.
I don't need no Santa Claus. Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it.
That
Facebook.com.
Song is dedicated to my lovely wife because I hope I get to see her on Christmas.
Oh.
I'm going to see her on Christmas.
Of course you are.
At Disney World. What's up now, everybody? Just when you thought the world wasn't going to end.
Wait, what?
On Christmas.
Okay.
Little did you know, the Mayan calendar was 1 year off. December 21st, 2013, the end of the world. Pew! Pew!
Is that the trailer for the new movie?
Yeah. They exhausted the budget on the voiceover, so the special effects were a little... They left a little, you know, a little lacking there.
All right. It's all good.
Let's see. TJ says, play it, ladies. Play it. Now get back to Saints of Valerie.
There you go.
That's up to you, friend. Go buy their EP.
Yeah.
Travo says, I dig it. Sounds like a song you'd sing on a Southwest trail sitting around the campfire. And I dig based on principle.
Okay.
And I would say probably around Christmas, unless you're trying to be ironic, and it is July. Love, love, love it! Exclamation point! Says Patty.
Isn't it exclamation point?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I better correct her, just so I look smarter. I think you mean exclamation.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. We got to take a quick break. But speaking of John Foreman, he was asked recently if Switchfoot is a Christian band, and his response may surprise you. Maybe not, if you know him well enough.
You've probably read this if you're a fan of Switchfoot or if you are ever on Facebook in the past week, because this thing has been shared
it went viral
a billion times.
I thought we could talk about it this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. Thoughts on what he's saying? Thoughts on, I feel like there's synergy with what he's saying in Static Radio in general.
I feel like,
so,
but despite it being John Foreman and being Switchfoot, there are tons of people that disagree.
Yeah, it went viral and people are angry, and so we'll talk about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. John Foreman and his answer to whether or not Switchfoot is a quote-unquote Christian band.
And we want to hear everyone's opinion.
We really do. We're just going to open it up and let you guys talk. So it's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Quick break, right back with some Ethan Luck. For you. Also, Culture Shock on the way as well.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hold on, I didn't play the intro.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
That doesn't make it better!
It makes it so much better, Mitch.
I played the intro, Mitch.
Doesn't make it better.
Mitch, you got what you wanted!
9 o'clock hour, it's my favorite hour of the day because beautiful, talented,
stinky-footed,
incredible, snarky.
She got snark for days, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
Her name's Mitch, and she's here on the show.
Where's the heater, guys?
The heater was turned off outside about a week ago.
Yep. To conserve funds for the station, we decided to go heaterless. When you're a listener supporter, you got to take extreme measures at certain things. Why I wore that crazy like wool hoodie this morning.
Yeah. Smart.
Three lambs were slaughtered for the inside of that hoodie.
Gosh, that's bad.
I know. I'm just kidding. I think it's fake.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Here comes Peter. Because when you're heaterless, you're not Peterless, because then the animal rights activists...
Nope. Too far.
You know, PETA.
Change
like PETA. You get
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I heard PETA.
There's even a PETA, too. Well, we're not PETA-less either, because Peter Benson's right over there.
Right.
Yep.
So we're not.
Nope.
Conquered. Conquered.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We just got done with New Music Tuesday. Mitch, did you hear anything?
No, not one bit of it.
She was over at the Morning Devo.
I was.
Good job.
That's good.
Way to be. We ended the morning with some Fiction Family and wanted to prepare you guys for the
Christmas?
Conversation this morning. Yeah.
Yes.
Brand new Fiction Family Christmas. We found this article that has been going crazy on Facebook. Shared and posted and reposted and tweeted and whatever.
I saw it on Facebook.
The title of the article is Why Switchfoot Won't Sing Christian Songs. 505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Maybe you've already read it. If not, we posted it at our Facebook page.
Why, indeed.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, here is the stipulations.
We got a stipulation, y'all.
We don't care where you land on this argument. It's more of just a conversation to challenge and hang out and have fun and see different opinions and thoughts. However, said different thoughts and opinions, we would really enjoy it if they are grown up. I found this article, and when I started reading some of the comments, when I read the article, it had 930 something comments already. And it was 50-50 on where you stood on it.
Michael says, discussing things like grown-ups is no fun.
Yeah, there were some harsh words coming out of people's mouths over this on either side of the fence. And so I thought, hey, let's discuss. Let's have a conversation about music.
How are people going to understand what I think if I can't get passionately defensive, Steve-O? Think about it.
Well, we have very deep convictions on this, but I think we relay it in a way that's edifying and doesn't...
Here's my thing about this. I don't feel like it's even a conviction. It's like, that's a truth. It's not even... Well, I guess it works as a conviction, but...
It does.
I just don't understand.
Because you just said that basically your point is right.
Yes.
It's truth. So no matter what you say, obviously my side's the truth.
Obviously I'm right.
Obviously Mitch is right, and I feel like it's time for some celebratory lunges.
Well, here we go. Lead singer John Foreman was asked...
Nope, more.
If Switchfoot is a quote-unquote Christian band, and here's the thought from him. I'm just going to read it verbatim. Quote... To be honest, this question grieves me because I feel that it represents a much bigger issue than simply a couple of Switchfoot tunes. In true Socratic form, let me ask you a few questions. Does Lewis, C.S. Lewis, or Tolkien mention Christ in any of their fictional series? Are Bach's sonatas Christian? What's more Christ-like, feeding the poor, making furniture, cleaning bathrooms, or painting a sunset? There's a schism between the sacred and the secular in all of our modern minds. The view that a pastor is more Christian than a girl's volleyball coach is flawed and heretical. The stance that a worship leader is more spiritual than a janitor is condescending and flawed. These different callings and purposes further demonstrate God's sovereignty. Many songs are worthy of being written. Switchfoot will write some, Keith Green, Bach, and perhaps yourself have written others. Some of these songs are about redemption, others about the sunrise, others about nothing in particular, written for the simple joy of music. None of these songs has been born again, and to that end, there's no such thing as Christian music. No, Christ didn't come and die for my songs, he came for me. Yes, my songs are a part of my life, but judging from Scripture, I can only conclude that our God is much more interested in how I treat the poor and the broken and the hungry than the personal pronouns I use when I sing. I am a believer. Many of these songs talk about this belief. An obligation to say this or do that does not sound like the glorious freedom that Christ died to afford me. I love this part, he says. I do have an obligation, however, a debt that cannot be settled by my lyrical decisions. My life will be judged by my obedience, not by my ability to confine my lyrics to this box or that. We all have a different calling. Switchfoot is trying to be obedient to who we are called to be. We're not trying to be Audio A or U2 or POD or Bach. We're trying to be Switchfoot. You see, a song that has the words Jesus Christ is no more or less Christian than the instrumental piece. I've heard lots of people say Jesus Christ, and they weren't talking about their Redeemer. You see, Jesus didn't die for any of my tunes, so there's no hierarchy of life or songs or occupation, only obedience. We have a call to take up our cross and follow. We can be sure that these roads will be different for all of us. Just as you have one body and every part has a different function, so in Christ we, who are many, form one body, and each of us belongs to all the others. Please be slow to judge brothers who have a different calling. End quote. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Agree, disagree with what he's saying here. And like I said, please... I'd love to have a discussion this morning and be able to be grown up about it, because I know that people are going to side differently on this and have different thoughts and opinions about it. And if we can come to the conclusion, the quote-unquote agree to disagree, that would be great, because, man, reading some of the
what were they saying? I can't even imagine what
that he himself was heretical, that one pastor said that this is crap, that... as a pastor, if I lived my life saying, you know, just trying to be free-flowing and seeker-friendly and not really say the term Jesus Christ, then I wouldn't be preaching the gospel, and we're called to preach the good news. We're all called to glorify God and to preach his gospel. And so basically John is wrong in his thinking. It's flawed, because we all always are called to to well, preach the good news.
Well, that's funny, because some pastors don't ever mention the name of Jesus.
Right, and you could use that, because I know there are different churches who abide by different things. Some mm-hmm. are line-by-line teaching through Scripture. Others mm-hmm. are very much so, hey, what's the hot topic right now, and let's do an 8-part series on this, and on this person's life, or on this take of whatever. And so you're right, not everybody's going to even agree on the pulpit where we should be and how we should be teaching. But yeah, so John Foreman basically said that the term Christian music is a false term, because there's no such thing, because you can't claim that a song is quote-unquote Christian, because it's just a song.
I think there's a fundamental, what it shows me is a fundamental difference of opinion in the understanding of the function of art.
Yeah.
That's my encyclopedia answer.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Now, where you say some preachers don't even use the name of Jesus, then many would say, well, that's not really a preacher.
Right.
But when we're talking about art, art points to something, be it like if you, for instance, you can paint a tree. And when you look at that, what you see is a tree.
Right.
But then other people can look at that and see completely different. You know, like maybe the artist painted that tree thinking about social classes.
Yeah.
And the differences therein. I'm trying to sound super smart right now. But so that art is totally subjective. So yeah. I agree with John Foreman. When you're writing a song, just because you say certain things in the song can mean completely different things. Like a person could say Jesus Christ in a song and mean it as a blasphemy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then another person could listen to that, a believer, and walk away thinking something completely different. It's right. music. It's art. You know?
Yeah. We had a great conversation with many different artists from Winter Jam. And in that, talking to the different artists, they talked about the heart behind the music and how there is a machine. There is a CCM machine of, hey, music has to sound like this. It's got to have this. I mean, when we were talking with Jeff from 10th Avenue North, mm-hmm. he was saying, who I revere is one of the more quote-unquote spiritual bands out there, saying, man, there have been plenty of songs that weren't picked up by local radio because it wasn't, you know, Jesus enough, or it yeah. wasn't quote-unquote Christian enough, or it was too slow, or this. And so there's so many different elements working against them, and they finally came to a conclusion of, screw it, man, we're going to write music mm-hmm. that God places on us, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability to glorify Him with it. And if people don't necessarily latch on to it, well, that's their interpretation. Yeah. That's their take. But we're just going to do what we do to the glory of the Lord. And you know, and then you talk to Duncan, who very much so, you know, the drummer from Newsboys, one of the reigning champions of the industry, saying, yeah, saying, man, this is crap. You know, that he believes that music needs to stand for itself, and the JPMs or the Jesus per minutes that people look for is a falsity. Of course, that's coming from the drummer of the Newsboys.
Right.
And so,
the thing about the pastor saying, you know, this is crap, how will they hear unless they're told? I agree with that.
Yeah.
But what the difference I'm pointing out is art can do that in a different way
yeah.
than just spelling everything out. Because honestly, to me, it comes off a lot more like the people that need it spelled out
yeah.
are the people that are already believers.
Now, yeah.
Because they want to call it Christian. They
right.
want to own it, which, is there anything wrong with that? Probably not.
No.
But when you start judging people based off that criteria,
yeah.
you know, then I see a flaw. Because then yeah. you start judging everything based off that criteria, and we all know you can't yell at the dark for being dark because it's dark.
Right.
You know, all you can do is shine a light
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
And then that's where we have the difference of opinion is, well, how are you shining your light?
Right.
And some people would say, if you don't spell it all out so that everybody can understand it, really so that I can understand it, then you're not shining a light.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, to speak into the other, I guess the other side, if you will. By the way, for just joining us, talking about an article that was written where John Foreman was interviewed and asked if Switchfoot was a Christian band. And he said that question just grieves him because he doesn't believe there's such a thing as Christian music. He did say this: I do have an obligation, however, a debt that cannot be settled by my lyrical decisions. My life will be judged by my obedience, not by my ability to confine my lyrics to this box or that. And I would say on the flip side, there are plenty of artists, a few come to mind immediately that I won't name here, However, there are those that say, well, I'm a Christian, but... And I happen to be a band, and that's just my job, and therefore, I'm just going to sing about whatever I want to sing about, and I have no obligation. And I think that is false as well, because you immediately get
lackadaisical.
Yeah, this bad taste in your mouth about the quote-unquote CCM industry. So then because of that, you completely swing the opposite pendulum and try and get out of contracts or try and do things differently because you're thinking, well, that's the Christian industry, and I don't want to be associated with that in any way, shape, or form, so I'm going to be the antithesis of that. And yeah, I'm still a Christian, but maybe you're not being obedient to your calling. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just doing it thinking it's just a job, and there are no just jobs.
Right.
When I was just a janitor, man, I'm called to do it to the best of my ability, and do it as unto the Lord wherever we are. Whether it's, you know, like I said, I was a janitor here actually on this campus for months and months, and I didn't feel like I was less of a person because I was a janitor.
Right.
It was like, man, I'm going to rock this to the best of my ability.
Were you a Christian janitor because you were on the Calvary campus?
Well, I was a Christian, and therefore I feel like as a Christian, if we are being faithful and obedient, like John Foreman said, we do have that obligation. Mm-hmm. We have to pour that out, and it's going to our work's going to speak for itself.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. We want your thoughts. Static.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I completely agree with him in the fact that what you do doesn't necessarily define who you are, but what you go about doing, like how you go about doing it. Like you could be an artist, you could be a singer, and call yourself a Christian, but every other word's the F word, then obviously you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And so it's not Christian music, it's music sang by a Christian.
Yeah.
And I went to, just a few weeks ago, my brother and I went to the Devil Wears Prada show that was at Sunshine. And just to hear, every once in a while, the lead singer would stop and he'd be talking about how great his life is with God and everything, and a few fans in the back would yell out, God is good, and he would say all the time. And it was just amazing to see that, because then you listen to the music and it's screamo and it's heavy. And I remember my dad, years ago, he was the pastor, and my brother and I were listening to Disciple, and he was talking about how it was satanic music, and we actually pulled out the lyrics and showed him, you know, this is the Bible verse that they use that inspired this. It's just because it's not quote-unquote worship song or a slow song with a piano or a hymnal doesn't mean that it's not a song that's meant to glorify God. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It matters what the lyrics are saying.
Yeah.
But I agree with
that. Yeah, I agree with you, too. It's kind of like the hip-hop thing
we
talked about the other day where there was a group of pastors that totally wrote off hip-hop /rap/ urban music as a medium. Mm-hmm. For conveying the gospel. Totally wrote it off. They were like, nope. The original intention of that was to point towards the artists themselves, and so, donezo. And then we had a listener, or somebody actually on the blog itself, it wasn't a listener, they wrote, well, let me tell you a brief history on podiums.
Right, pulpits.
Because the guy was standing behind a podium, and he pointed out that originally the podium was meant to point towards the Olympic athlete that stood on
as
the podium,
they received their medal.
Which pointing to themselves. It was like, dude, you can't just make those kind of calls, because pretty much everything.
Right.
It's kind of like the function of the boycott to me is so flawed, because we, you know, so many times as Christians we're like, boycott that company, but then we're still putting money into all these other companies that are owned by this company that's actually owned by the company that we are
boycotting.
Like
Walmart?
Right.
So. Anything. Not any company. So many. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think it comes to the intent of the heart. Are you trying are you trying to gain glory yourself?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do, you know, as an artist, as a musician, as a band, whatever? If you're just joining us talking about John Foreman, he recently, ruffled some feathers when asked if Switchfoot was a Christian band. His response, quote, to be honest, that question grieves me because I feel that it represents a much bigger issue than simply a couple Switchfoot tunes. Mm. In Socratic form, let me ask you a few questions. Does Lewis or Tolkien mention Christ in any of their fictional series? Are Bach sonatas Christian? What is more Christ-like, feeding the poor, making furniture, cleaning bathrooms, or painting a sunset? There's a schism between the sacred and the secular in all of our modern minds. The view that a pastor is more Christian than a girls' volleyball coach is flawed and heretical. The stance that a worship leader is more spiritual than a janitor is condescending and flawed. These different callings and purposes further demonstrate God's sovereignty. And so we just thought we'd talk about it this morning. Your thoughts. We want to hear all aspects of it. Tell us what you think, Dick. Dig the idea. You want to bury the idea? It's New Music Tuesday.
Good call.
Keep going with it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got a couple comments on Facebook anyways.
Yeah.
Brian, I like that. Excellent view on the subject. High five to John Foreman. It seems like most people just are agreeing with John.
Yeah.
And what he's saying.
Patty says she agrees too.
Yeah. Phone lines are jammed. Let's go check them out. Static.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to comment on the topic and everything.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I could get it how people would look at that right away and assume, well, you have to do certain things, or you have to be a certain way, or you have to act a certain way because you're a Christian. And like for me and myself, like I work and I'm an upcoming MMA fighter, and people think, you know, how can you be a Christian and want to train like that and hit people?
Right.
But it's like I'm a Christian who practices that. I'm not a savage. I'm not. And majority of the time, when you get around that atmosphere, it's not like that at all.
Right.
But I do agree. Like I think it's the way it's to interpretation. The person that's gonna how they're gonna interpret the way you're acting is how they're gonna they're gonna judge you. So it's just all a matter of opinion and a matter of judgment what the person's impression is gonna be of you. Yeah. But I think for music and for anything you do in life, I mean, I think what you do behind closed doors matters more than what people see you doing.
Yeah, sure.
I think, to me, that's more important, because it's like when you're by yourself, that's who you are. When you're alone and there's nobody else around, that's who you are. That's where your character reflects. That's where you're going to find out if you're a Christian or not. And I just really believe, like, you know, anybody can, you can say you're the biggest Christian in the world and you can be the... You could do everything right, but behind closed doors have everything wrong.
Yeah.
So I think it's just really up to God. And I mean, if you're cool with them, do it. I mean, do what you do. But music is music. I do believe it does have a huge influence, but it's also the way you use it too. Mm-hmm. It's how you're, what does that music do for you?
Yeah.
And how are you pertaining it? So I just wanted to give my thought.
Thanks, right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck being a fighter and getting punched in the face.
Good luck in the training.
Yeah, dude, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right,
brother.
Really happy about it.
I agree. And here's my thing with John Foreman. Okay, so definitely not saying Jesus in every song, although if you'll look up his whatever side project or whatever,
right,
it's very, very more,
yeah,
you know, faith influence. But I see this. I believe that if you are a true believer in God, I hate that phrase, true believer, too, because it sounds so exclusive to me.
Right.
Sorry, it's a tangent. But anyway.
There's believers and there are true believers.
Yeah. It's like, no, I'm still more right than you. But anyway, if you truly have a relationship with God, which is the same thing, then it's going to bleed out. Even in your times where you're walking away and you're not necessarily walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe that God, you know, he finishes the work that he starts.
Yeah.
And he'll bring you back.
That's good, because that's scriptural.
That's scriptural.
Man,
right, not everybody agrees with
right.
that.
Right. He's the author, the perfecter of our faith, and there's a great promise that work he began in you, he's faithful to complete it.
But the proof is in the pudding to me, and even though John Foreman's not all the time singing about Jesus or naming off Jesus Christ or writing...
Or is he?
...writing a song about every apostle...
Right.
...he just did an interview with somebody that has gone viral on the internet, and it's all about Christ.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, proof right. in the pudding, my friend.
Yeah.
That's what I see, you know?
338-3700. Static.
Yo, what up, guys?
What up?
Hello. So, here's my thought on it.
Okay.
Is that I think sometimes you get, you know, Christians who are maybe a little bit too overly sensitive about this aspect. I mean, you look at a guy like Brian Head Welch,
right.
you know, who is all covered with tattoos, you know, in corn, does what he does. But, you know, he left for that short time. You know, had to get some stuff right, got his life right with Christ, you know, came back to Corn, and now he has this huge platform to reach people.
Yeah.
You know, people who really need to be reached, you know, people who are hurting, people who are dealing with the same stuff that he was dealing with. And then you get guys like, and nothing against him, but you get guys like Chris Tomlin, who can only reach this certain genre, you know, who can only reach maybe, I'm just saying, maybe 35-plus something-year-olds in the quote-unquote, you know, Christian circle.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to go up to somebody who maybe Brian Head Welch could reach and be like, hey, let me talk to you. The guy's going to be like, what?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And not to say that Chris Tomlin's doing anything bad. Not to say that...
No, not at all. It's just different parts of the same body.
Exactly.
I agree because, yeah. You know, we are called in 1 Corinthians 10:31, like, you know, whether food or drink or whatever we do it to the glory of the Lord and whatever you're at, whatever you're doing. I know for a fact that I couldn't go to Harvard and rock a dissertation in front
Amen.
Of a bunch of staunch atheists
we're,
or human...
We're about
know,
to
like
go rock an
secular
MC
Secular humanists and
we're nervous.
Not sound like an idiot. Of course, God does take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and maybe that's what it is because I'm an idiot. And so trying to do something there and go there, I probably wouldn't have that same platform. I could probably be written off.
Yeah.
However, in a different circle, you never know how God's going to use that. So
exactly, because you'd look at a dude like Lecrae, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Who can reach all these guys who come straight out of the hood, you
totally.
Know, who
come
out of there, and he can reach them with the gospel. Like,
yeah.
Like I mean, you know, Lecrae and his whole crew, and he can reach them like nobody else can, or not a lot of people can.
Yeah.
So, you know, I and it's cool because Lecrae still does mention Jesus in his songs. He doesn't waver from that a whole lot.
Right.
But at the same time, it's still, man, that's a good beat. You know,
you can
play this in your car and it sounds good. And same thing with these rock bands, stuff like that. So I'm for John Foreman in saying that. You know, I think it's more about the way you live your life. And if you meet somebody, hey, let me tell you about Jesus, after you build a relationship. You know, I heard a pastor once say, if they don't like me, then they're not going to like who I represent, in a sense. So,
in a sense.
So, absolutely. All right, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Later.
That brings up a good point. I love that God is so creative that he gives us all different gifts, whether it be teaching or singing or whatever it is, being a great maintenance person, whatever it is, and then we get to glorify God through that. Like I, of course, I wish I had a way better voice so I could be in a really cool band and be famous and have a really awesome platform, but that's not what God gave me, and I'm completely okay with that.
Right.
But just God is so creative, and I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing how he works. We love the conversation today. It's fun.
It's good.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to chime in, tell us your thoughts. We got a few comments we'll read coming up here in a few. Go read the article. I posted the whole thing. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Sleigh bells ringling, ding, ding, dingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with me.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, you guys are all wrong.
It's lovely weather for a cup of hot chocolate with me.
No,
y'all come hang out with me now. I don't got no friends.
Yep, let's go.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No friends.
Good morning. Man, and... prayers are appreciated.
Guys, I'm so nervous
trying
for you right now.
Trying to wrangle you two in.
Christmas is when I get friends.
Why are you nervous for us?
Because you have to do that thing today, and I'm nervous for you guys.
Yeah, we are heading out. We are on our way to the...
Just know that you're like the face of Static, so don't
mess
up.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, bro. Albuquerque Espano Chamber of Commerce throwing their Christmas Mercambio.
Mercambio?
It's a Mercado and a Cambrio.
I am going to mispronounce so many things at this Coheed and Cambrio.
Please,
I am so excited.
Coheed and Cambrio.
It's going to be incredible.
Wait. No, I know why they call it that.
Why?
It's because it's like they're mixing their Mercado... and their Mercambio.
Mercoheed.
They do
Cambrio.
An El Cambio
both of those
network
mean
luncheon.
In English.
El Cambio networking luncheon, and then they have an after hours Mercado, and they're boom, mixing them together so it's a Mercambio. That's why now
Mercado
I get it.
Mercado is Spanish for market.
But there's going to be like hundreds of people and tons of local businesses.
Mercado.
And we're seeing this event for like 4 hours. So
let me see.
That's why I'm dressed like a pirate, thieves.
They picked
Pirates
the whitest
in
guy
year.
In Albuquerque to do a Mercado, which is going to be. Hilarious.
Yeah.
There will be mispronounced words.
Pray for us.
I got one guarantee, and that's what it is.
So if you missed the conversation in the 9 o'clock hour, we talked about John Foreman, front man of the Christian band Switchfoot. Wait, Christian band!
Switchfoot!
They actually asked him his thoughts on being labeled a quote-unquote Christian band. His thoughts may surprise you, may encourage you, may anger you, may
I don't know. Switchfoot is a surf move, bro.
Okay, I didn't know that until about a month ago.
What? Come on, man.
I don't know anything about surfing.
Okay. That's cool.
I get it.
I can respect the interwebs.
Either way, you can get in on the discussion, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm sure it's going to bleed into the midday show with Meeshers.
We hope that. So. Yep.
There you
totally.
Go. So we're out. What'd you learn today, Tater?
Number one, that I can get up super early.
Yes, you can.
What happened to you wake up?
I've been up since like 5.
Why?
I had to drop Dawn off at the airport.
Oh.
Like 5 something.
I can get up super early.
You're going to hate your life in a few hours.
I can wear this wonderful warm sweater, and I can make it.
Yeah.
And so we got thing number one done. We got thing number two done now.
Yeah. Now, check this out. He went to the... Okay, airport in the 5 o'clock hour, did the morning show. Now we got to go change and look like penguins for this really epic 4-hour event. So we're going to do that event. Then we have to race to Astro Zombies, get the comic books for Comics Corner tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Then we have to race over to the school because Jack and Luke's Christmas program are tonight. And that doesn't end until like 8 p.m. And then we're going to go home, read all the comics for Comics Corner, go to bed so we can wake it up and do this again tomorrow in the 6 o'clock hour.
It's true. So if you're going to be at the Mercado
El Camino
event, then get just ready because here comes Blackbeard and JT, and we're coming for you.
Yes, what'd you learn today, Mish?
Gosh, guys, I didn't learn any. You guys.
Michelle.
You need to have more informative 9 o'clock hours.
What'd you learn today, Michelle?
I wasn't listening.
What did you listen to, Michelle, on your phone?
I learned that tomorrow I will have Phil Wickham and Shaney.
Yeah.
On my show.
Shane Everett.
There you go.
One half of Shane and Shane, they're going to be in studio in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yep.
For Middays with Mitch.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's what I learned for tomorrow.
Yeah. Solo. I won't be able to be there, so it'll be great.
You will be there.
Shane Everett.
It's so crazy because you're totally going to be there.
I'll be in that room pointing and laughing the entire time.
They're going to be mad at you.
Phil. We're not going to do that. You're going to be great.
You're going to be awesome.
Phil and Shaney.
They'll be here tomorrow.
Phil W.
With Mitch
Shane E.
W. Oh, I'll just call him W.
W. What's up, Dubs?
What's it like?
There you go. So now for the listener, you just learned that Phil Wickham, Shane Everett, going to be in studio tomorrow, gearing up for the Big Mama Jamma Christmas show tomorrow night here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Christmas tour! I believe it's free, right?
Details at mystaticradio.com.
Free.
Check it out.
It's in the main sanctuary. Yeah. It's free.
Hey, thanks for listening to us this morning.
We appreciate it.
We love you.
If you missed any part of the morning show, you can check out the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We'll see you guys again mañana. Middays with Mitch up next. Going to be... eking into some of that Switchfoot conversation.
Hey!
So, thanks to all the comments.
That's inking.
She will get into some of them. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye!
Static Radio.